Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on the Cube, 88.9 FM, the voice of the townships. Now today, in the first half hour, I will be featuring the Quebec artist, Sorene. Sorene is probably one of the most versatile music artists I have ever interviewed. She has a powerful voice, and I can almost guarantee that she has an incredible music career ahead of her. Right now, we are playing her latest song called Caught Me on a Bad Day. We will also have some announcements for community events in the first half hour and some music by Sorene. In the second half hour, I will be interviewing Liz Dunn, owner of the boutique LD in Lennoxville. Liz will explain how she came to start the boutique and some information about what she has to sell at the store. I will also have some health news and some music, so please stay tuned. We will start the show with a song called Right or Wrong, and this song was written by the artist Sorene and performed by her at the age of 13. Amazing. After that, I will tell you about some community events coming up, so please stay tuned.
They say you have no opinion, but when you scream it louder that you ever did, they won't even listen. They say the color doesn't change a thing, but when you dream bigger that you ever did, they push you around. What is right and what is wrong? I'm asking these questions to you. What is right and what is wrong? I'm asking these questions to everyone. They say you should go home, but what if you are stronger than any man living on this earth? They say you can believe in anything, but they think that their beliefs are stronger than the person beside you.
Next up, we're going to have some community events. And there will be a Christmas concert on Saturday, December 9th, 6:30 p.m. at St. Patrick's Church in Sherbrooke with the purpose of raising funds to feed the needy. They feed between 70 to 90 people every Sunday. At St. Patrick's Church, the address is 20 Gordon Street in Sherbrooke. There is no fixed amount or entrance ticket. It will only be a monetary donation at your discretion. There will be a box at the entrance of the church where you can put your donation. So come and enjoy the music and help them to help the needy. So that sounds like a lot of fun. Christmas concerts are always popular. And we also have a blood donor clinic coming up, and this is in Magog, and it happens on Thursday, December 7th, between 9:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the 25th Collection organized by the Municipality of Magog. The organizers hope that citizens will be ready to achieve the target of 250 donors and to mark this important anniversary of the event. In 25 years, they've received more than 7,000 donors in their traditional collection. So to donate blood, you must be 18 years of age or older and meet the criteria of Héma-Québec. It's preferable to check before you go. So just get on the Héma-Québec.qc.ca site. And the collection will take place in the basement of the Church of St. John Bosco, located at 900 Sherbrooke Street in Magog. People who wish to donate blood must make an appointment to book their time slot. It is possible to do so online at Héma-Québec.qc.ca or by phone 1-800-343-7264 or by email at jedun-hema-quebec.qc.ca. And the Hugs campaign is still on for Mental Health S3. They're looking for new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves, and other warm articles of clothing, also toiletries. You can drop them off at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville in the beige bins, or you can give them a call for a pickup. You can also write them a check and put Hugs in the memo line. So their email is projects@mentalhealths3.com, or you can call them 819-565-3777. Bishop's University is turning 180 years old. They're incredibly proud of this achievement and want to celebrate with you, the students, faculty, staff, alumni, and community members that make Bishop so special. In addition to cupcakes and hot chocolate, they will have a gift for everybody who attends and invites everybody to wear purple to rally around the institution and show support. Now this happens on December 8th, 12 noon to 1 p.m. in the Quad. Mark your calendars. Also coming up, it's the Book Fest. The Township Sun Holiday Book Fest invites all book lovers to meet an exciting lineup of 25 or more Township's authors and their books. Enjoy a program of short readings, panel discussions, videos, and music throughout the day. A free pancake breakfast will be served until 1 p.m., and tea and treats all day. The Book Fest is on Sunday, December 10th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Amity Baudouin Community Center, 10 Samuel Gratham Street in Lenoxville. Free admission, everybody's welcome. The Book Fest is sponsored by the Township Sun as part of its 50th anniversary celebrations, partnering with the Townshipers Association, English Language Arts Network, and the Quebec Writers Federation. For information, townshipsunrsvp@gmail.com. And it's also time for the Lake Brome Christmas Market. Now that happens on December 9th, 5 p.m. to midnight. Come and discover several merchants and products from Lake Brome in a magical holiday atmosphere. Christmas market, tasting, exhibition, and many other activities await you there. So it sounds like a nice event too. Lots of little interesting stores out in the Lake Brome district. So don't forget, if you have an event coming up, if you're a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, or if you'd like to do an interview about your nonprofit organization, we would love to do that here on the Townships at 12. Just please give me an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca, and I'll be sure to get back to you.
Looks like just an innocent wing. Next thing right,
You're listening to the Townships at 12 with your host, me, Maureen. And we heard the song called Caught Me on a Bad Day, and that is by the artist called Serene. So next up, we'll hear the interview I did with Serene. And after that, I'll talk to you a bit about the bingo here at CJMQ. CJMQ 88.9 FM, and this is the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen. And today we're very honored to be speaking with the music artist, Serene. So welcome, Serene.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Now, we were talking a little bit before we started the interview about you starting music at a very young age. So could you repeat that?
Yes, of course. So I started young at the age of 4. I did musical theater, and then I participated to the choir of my school. I got offered solos, and after that, I asked my parents if I could take some singing lessons, and I never stopped since.
That's a wonderful outcome. You knew exactly what you wanted to do at a young age.
Yes, I did a lot of competition and shows all around the Quebec and some in the United States. And last year I did La Voix. So yes, it all started really young. And to this day, I'm still glad I did.
That's wonderful. Now you're only 19, so you have a bright future ahead of you.
Thank you. Yes, I am. It's only 19.
That's very young to me. Now, participated in a lot of different competitions. So would you like to talk about that?
Yes, of course. Well, I started doing little ones. And then last year I did, this year I did La Voix. Mm-hmm. I got chosen by Marc Dupré. So it was really a wonderful experience to just, be a part of all of this, and I made some great friends. So just doing a lot of small and big competition got me to meet some wonderful people and some people I still work with as this today, so I'm grateful for that.
Okay, so tell us about your experience on La Voix. How did you get ready for that? What was the experience like, and was the outcome like you thought it would be?
Actually, it was. This year, I didn't want to do La Voix. I did the auditions before, but it never worked out. So this year, I didn't want to do them, surprisingly. And Kevin Basnet is one of the people I still work with today. He suggested I should do them. He said, well, you never know. So I did them. And you know what? Everything turned out good because I made the image, the contest, I'm sorry. And I made some good friends, and it was just a really amazing experience. I'm so glad to have met all those people and to, sing on one of the biggest stages in Quebec. So that was really something. And I'm really glad of everything that happened. I did the Chant Bataille, and I loved the song I did. I loved everything that I did on this stage. So I'm just really happy.
Okay. What song did you choose to sing on La Voix?
For the audition, I decided to do My Church from Maren Morris, which is a country song. But for all the other songs, they weren't country. I think Mark really loved the side of me that was more pop and Adele, a big vocal song. So that's what I did after my audition.
Okay, now, do you write your songs?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of songs that I've written when I was, I think my first song was written when I was 13 years old, and it's called Right or Wrong. It's on all the platforms. And after that, I'm still writing today for, I'm writing a mini album that hopefully will be out for this next summer. And unfortunately, the last song that came out, my first single in country. I didn't write it. It was written by three writers, one Canadian, which is Jake Matthews, and two from Nashville, Trevor Rosen and Josh Osborne, for my single, Call Me on a Bad Day. I'm not the one who wrote it, but I just love the lyrics so much that I decided to sing it. But of course, I love singing my own songs because I love talking about things that, it's close to me, like people or things that I see, things that I feel. So that's really important for me.
Okay. Caught Me on a Bad Day. That's what we're playing right now. And is this your first song in English? No, eh?
No, it's not. Actually, all of my songs are in English. but not two of them. I only have two in French.
Okay, two in French. Okay. Did you grow up in a bilingual environment, or if you learned English later, where did you learn it and how?
Actually, I spoke in French my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I've traveled a lot. Mm-hmm. So my parents really encouraged me to learn English so that I can speak with most people. And of course, I'm from Quebec, so it's important to speak both languages. So I prefer English when I write because I don't know, that's how words come to me. They come in English. But I don't have a preference. I love them both. They both have their little things that make them special.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Caught on a Bad Day. Could you tell our listeners a little bit about what the song is about?
Yes. I love the message because it's subtle, you know. It's just to not judge people based on an event or a day, because sometimes, you know, we just wake up and it's just a bad day. So it's important to see both sides of the story or anything. You have to see both sides.
Okay, exactly. Now, where are you located, Serene?
I'm in Saint-Jérôme, Quebec.
Okay, Saint-Jérôme. Now, what projects do you have coming up in the next year?
I have I'm writing a mini album, which is going to be rock, country, maybe a little bit of soul, blues, and even, just a lot of different styles because I love so many music styles that it's hard to choose one. I decided for this one to more go in the rock and country vibe, but you're going to surely see some I'm looking for my word. I don't know what it is.
That's no problem.
You know what? It's not important. So it's going to be a mostly rock country album. And of course, I'm working on some shows because I love doing a stage and just meeting people. So of course, I'm working on that. But mostly for now, it's writing my own songs.
Okay, excellent. Now, if somebody wants to learn more about you and listen to your songs and maybe even buy your songs, where can they go?
Actually, you can find everything about me on my website, which is sorene.com, S-O-R-R-E-N-E, and it's .com, sorry. And everything you will need to know, you want to know about me is going to be on that website, including my Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, everything is on there. So that's an easy link for everything.
Okay, that's excellent. Anything else you wanted to say before we go, Serene?
Just thank you for having me. It's wonderful to speak to you, and I can't wait to speak to you again. And hi to everyone.
That's wonderful. We're really enjoying playing your song, Caught Me on a Bad Day, and hope to hear many more songs from you.
Thank you. I can't wait too.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
All the best. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
You're listening to The Townships at 12, and I'm your host, Maureen. And next up, we're going to talk a little bit about Radio Bingo here at CJMQ. That is every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. sharp. You can listen by internet, but it's recommended that you have a radio. And we do have a new website for the bingo. I'll give you the address. It's CJMQ Radio Bingo. Now that's all one word, cjmqradiobingo.com. So that's .com. So Tuesday we had a lot of fun. We had a co-host of John Page. He's been in a couple of times, and we had lots of winners too, lots of people playing bingo. And the first game, The Straight Line, was won by Haley Harrison from Cookshire. She bought her card at IGA Cookshire. The second game, BNO for $300, was won by Kevin Burnham from Lennoxville. He bought his card at Provigo Lennoxville. And the third game, Full Card for $500, was won by Samuel Spaulding from Sherbrooke. He bought his card at Blue Seal Animal Nutrition Center. And he shared his prize with Penny Sylvester from Waterville. Card bought at Depeneur Waterville and Camille Raymond Marshall from Ottawa. She bought her card at Direct Sales. Now the fourth game, Full Card Consolation for $200, was won by Jennifer McMullen from Sawyerville, who bought her card at CPL La Chance. Alyssa McPherson from Lennoxville, card bought at Golden Lion Pub. Kyra Bourgeois from Waterville, she bought her card at Family Pre Waterville, and Ricky Weir from Richmond, who bought his card at Depener Craig in Richmond. And the winner of the turkey was Sandra Gillum, and Sandra also won the tickets for the Scott Woods concert. So we definitely have a lot of fun every Tuesday night here on the Cube 88.9 FM. And the list of places selling cards and also how to play the games, that's all listed at cjmqradiobingo.com. So please check out the new website. So thanks again to the artist Soreen for the interview. And if you want to check out her website, please do. It's soreen.com, S-O-R-R-E-N-E.com. And you'll get all the information there and where to find her songs and buy them. They're great songs. And we'll close out this part of the show with another song from Soreen. This one is called Reflection. It's from about 3 years ago, I believe. And keep in mind, the artist is only 19, and she's definitely got a bright future ahead of her. Now, the song called Reflection, it's about all the social pressures put on young girls for their physical appearances and popularity. So I'll be back after the news and a word from a few of our sponsors. In the second part of the show today, I'll be talking with Liz Dunn. She's the owner of Boutique LD in Lenoxville. She's going to be talking to us about why she decided to open up the store and what she has to offer there. And definitely a great interview if you're looking for something to wear during the holiday season, or if you're going to an event and maybe you're just going to wear a dress for one time, whatever, definitely go and see her. She's definitely good at matching outfits with people, and she has a lot there to offer. So please stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Woke up, threw on some clothes, realized they don't fit me anymore. Size of the standard is clearly not for me. They say work out, but they don't even know that I woke up, run like hell till the sun comes up. I can't see what you mean. I just don't wanna look in the mirror. I just don't wanna look in the mirror. Still be free from the reflection in a mirror. The reflection in a mirror. Take care of your body, choose everything wisely. 'Cause every little thing you put in your mouth, going to haunt you. Can't take it anymore, I feel haunted. I'm gonna need to let it out. I can't see what you mean. I just don't want to look in the mirror. I just don't want. Just to want still.